Charlie's Cafe, Main Street in Freeport. They also bring you noontime news here today, and we have a chance to head down towards the Willmar area. Wade Gustafson, yeah, the head guy over there at Ridgewater College. Wade, how you doing today?
We're doing really good. How are you?
Not too shabby. You said you guys are trying to make some hay today, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to make some hay, but it's kind of misty and rainy, so it's not cooperating very well. But that's kind of been the story this year.
It really has been. Wade, how long have you been over at Ridgewater College now?
I will be starting my 9th year now.
Boy, 9 years, and you've seen this program. Talk about the program. Are you just in the dairy sector or in the agriculture department in general, Wade?
Both. So both. Our ag department has 12 full-time instructors in it, and I'm just one of the 12. And so we work together as a team to try to get these kids prepared as best as we can to get back out in the real world and start farming and make a career of it.
You guys have really built that reputation. I know it's been there for even the years before you, Wade, and you guys have carried it and exceeded it. And you guys are getting ready, guys and gals, and you guys have seen always a full class, a full enrollment when it comes to these students who want to stick in agriculture.
Yes. Yeah, we're sitting pretty good for enrollment right now. We'd like to see a few more students get into agriculture, because the ag sector, not just farming alone, but just the careers that support agriculture, you know, like the implement dealerships and, you know, the seed dealerships, the fertilizer companies, and all of those places are getting to this point now where we really, really could use some more good people that are looking for fun, good paying jobs and, you know, and a fun career that you could have. So we're always looking for more.
You've said that in the past, Wade. There's just plenty of jobs when it comes to agronomy, or if you're going back to the farm, or if you're doing some of the trades. There's jobs there. It's been pretty visible in the past year.
Oh, absolutely. This last year, we were between 5 and 6 jobs for every student looking. That's not 5 or 6 students at one job. That's the opposite. 5 or 6 jobs for every kid. And so they pretty much can have their pick of where they want to go and what they want to do. There's just so much out there that it is just unreal.
Unreal, like you said, just the number. I mean, you'd look, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, they would think you're joking, Wade, by those numbers, you know?
Yeah, no, it's been that consistent as long as I've been there. Like I said, I'm starting my 9th year, and it's been that consistent, so it'll keep that way.
Wade, you see a lot of folks, gals and guys who come in, and are a lot of them wanting to go back to the farm, or maybe looking for a different way to do that by maybe going into the workforce for a little bit or working part-time on the farm and then also have a job off the farm? What are you seeing the trend here in recent years?
Well, everybody wants to go back to a farm, and whether they can or not, that's just always a different story. So we have a lot of them that are kind of doing both. A lot of them are working and doing stuff like that. And then their parents, you know, a lot of them, their parents aren't of the age that they're ready to retire yet and pass it on, and maybe there's not enough room for them to do it full time. And so they get a job off farm and help mom and dad on weekends and, you know, whenever they can or after work. And, you know, and then that transition happens when mom and dad are ready to retire and move off.
Wade Gustafson from Ridgewater College joining us during this June Dairy Month. And in focusing on your dairy program, what do you guys do within the program's lesson plan here to get folks ready to go back to the farm? What are you guys doing in your 2-year program, Wade?
Oh, we try to expose them to everything. We do the reproduction, we do the nutrition, we do the equipment, we do the animal health stuff. We try to get them as prepared as we can, and we're even starting to get a little more exposure to the robotics and stuff like that as that's taking over. And we try to get them as prepared to run the whole farm as we absolutely can.
In the past, when we've spoke to, you really focus on the program. And I think when the kids talk to me or the young adults, they really value the hands-on or the firsthand experience you guys provide.
Yeah, we are able to get them on a lot of farms to see and to do. And we try to do that kind of stuff. We do like an AI class and hoof trimming and some ultrasonic palpation exposure that we get them. And, you know, we have a big shop at our school, so they get to work on the tractors and they get to do that kind of stuff and planters and combines. And last week, one of my coworkers and I, we did a forage harvesting class. And so we had them riding in silage choppers and packing piles and, you know, getting exposed to as much of that stuff as they absolutely could.
And then, Wade, during the year, you guys do a little traveling too, always.
Yes, Yes, we do. We do a lot. I try to get the dairy students on as many farms as I can because they're all different shapes and sizes, and no two are alike. And so the more things I can show them, the more things I feel like they can learn. And it's not always about what you go out and see that you like. It's also about what you go and see that you know, oh, that's probably not going to work for me. And so we try to expose them to as much of that kind of stuff as we can. And we get on dairy farms in South Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin. And I took a group up to California last year, and we saw some stuff out there. And so we try to get them as much exposure in 2 years as we possibly can.
Do you get a chance to stay in touch with a lot of your students, Wade? I'm sure you do. And I'm sure a lot of them are staying in that agriculture path. Is that right?
A lot of them are, yeah. It'd be impossible for me to keep up with all of them, but I do when I see them, I do catch up with them and visit with them, and I have some that just call me out of the blue just to visit, and you know, and that's kind of fun too. Or I'll see like the parents of some every once in a while, and they'll give me the update. So yeah, I do, and for the most part, they are in the industry doing something. It might not be exactly what they set out to do, because you know how that works, but for the most part, yes, they are staying in ag, and that's what I really, really like to see.
Mm-hmm. And it's always just a phone call away or come on down, take a tour. I'm sure you guys are always open to that during the school year, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to have people come down and check us out and see what we're about. We give tours. We actually have students. I have tours that my students actually like to give, and they get a big kick out of that. I have second-year students that love to give tours and you know, brag a little bit about what they're doing at school and you know, show people the department and meet the instructors and see the classrooms and see some of the activities that we're doing. And we're always open to that whenever people want. I mean, we could even set up in the summertime, but you know, it's better if they come when we're in class because then they can see what we're actually all about.
I always like to tell folks, go during career day and you really get a first-hand experience on what's out there too.
You've been there before. We've had you there before. That's quite a deal. We have 50 companies there that are looking to give our students jobs or interviews or a little education on what they're about, and it's a really, really fun day that we do, and that's the first Friday in December. We also have our Fall Field Day, which is our second-year students giving presentations on a topic they learned. They give a 10-minute presentation, and that happens the last Friday in September, and folks are welcome to come out and check that out, too, if they have, if moms and dads or if students, you guys want to come and what it's all about. Everybody's invited.
We encourage folks, check you guys out online, give you guys a call, right, huh?
That would be perfect. We're always around and willing to talk.
Wade Gustafson joining us from Ridgewater College. Wade, we're going to let you back to work. We appreciate your time and joining us here today, okay?
Thanks, Joe. See you later.
You bet. We'll see you later. Wade Gustafson, Ridgewater College, joining us during this June Dairy Month. And you've heard as well as their promotions during June, Austin Dobmeyer, and he's a past student, now a dairy farmer as well here in Stearns County. So, need to follow up with Wade and their programs at Ridgewater College.